You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Solano County is in the midst of a transition moment when it comes to its workforce. More than 1,000 layoffs have been announced since the end of last year across multiple industries. But a new initiative could offer a path to bring jobs back by tapping into a historical trade with deep regional roots. Shipbuilding. Earlier this year, a proposal was submitted to the federal government to have the Delta and East Bay designated as a maritime prosperity zone, which aims to attract new investment and accelerate the return of U.S. shipbuilding. And the group has big backers, including the company California Forever, known for a plan to build a new city in Solano County. Chris Rico is the president and the CEO of the Solano Economic Development Corporation, EDC, one of the partners on this proposal, and he joins us now. Welcome to Insight.
Hey, Vicky. Happy to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about your organization. What does the Solano Economic Development Corporation do, and how are you tied to the local government in Solano County?
Yeah, so we are a 40-plus year public-private partnership. We're an economic development organization. EDOs exist in almost every geography in the United States, and generally we are we're the convener, we're sort of the public space to discuss all things that have to do with making sure that our economy is thriving. And as you mentioned, we have some challenges right now. So all seven cities and the county, along with most of the major employers, are members of my organization. And then we do things to focus on prosperity of the communities, prosperity of our businesses, prosperity of the people who live here.
When it comes to those layoffs, I mean, they're across multiple industries. I mean, how have you come to understand the layoffs that have taken place over the last year?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an unfortunate circumstance that we find ourselves in with this sort of confluence of disinvestment. And factually, none of them have anything to do with the other, right? Jelly Belly was purchased by an Italian private confectioner. Valero is closing for very specific reasons. Budweiser is closing ostensibly because young people aren't drinking alcohol as much anymore. And they closed actually five, production facilities and eight microbreweries at the same time across the country. So unfortunate that these things are all happening at the same time. People are showing up suddenly and sticking microphones in my face and asking me questions about this. The good news is we do have this opportunity to build ships here again. And so I'm happy to come here and focus on that opportunity.
Okay, so how big historically was shipbuilding in the area?
Yeah, in preparation for this conversation, I actually started doing some research on that. And at the height of World War II, there were 250,000 people in the Bay Area who were working on building ships, right? So we used to be one of the, if not the biggest shipbuilding region on the planet. Right now, China is pumping out ships so fast, and we're building like 1% of global ships.
And for some context, there's been this larger push across the country to bring shipbuilding back to the United States, because you just laid out, like, we're not building as many ships, like nearly as much when you look at another country like China. I mean, Congressman John Garamendi, he's in our area. He has been working on what's called the Ships Act since 2024. I know that, in its heyday, Solano County was really great at shipbuilding, but, we're generations past World War II. Why is the region well-suited today to have this industry come back?
Yeah, it's a good question. And actually, I've spoken to Congressman Garamendi recently. He's been working on this for almost a decade. The Ships Act was, I think, put forward in 2024. It still hasn't been signed, but he's been working across the aisle. That context that this is a bipartisan effort, I think, is really important, right? This is something that both sides of the aisle have been focused on for quite some time. You mentioned California Forever. I think it's pretty well known that they came to Solano County with the intention of building housing. They had proposed building a new city. They ran into some opposition. They've pivoted to focusing first on jobs. I think they still intend to build housing, but I think they understand first they should focus on bringing jobs here. Part of the acquisition, the 70,000 acres that they own, is a deep water port in Collinsville that has been studied and contemplated as a maritime industrial zone by both the federal government, the state, and locally for decades. And I think that aligned with, as you mentioned, the Trump administration announcing the maritime industrial base, the Maritime Action Plan, this big intention. So I think circumstantially, this was a good thing for them to go after. I think it's public record now that Saronic, who is a defense contractor, is looking at Collinsville and Brownsville, Texas, to where they want to domicile their Port Alpha.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, along the border, the U.S., the Texas-Mexico border in Brownsville. I used to work down there.
Yeah, so it's between those two. And I'll say the thing that we have going for us, obviously, is we are on the West Coast. And in spite of the fact that we're currently at war in the Middle East, in the long range, our pacing threat is still China, right? China is the biggest concern. And in terms of us needing to bolster both our military ships and our merchant marine and our commercial shipbuilding, that's all about China, right? So the fact that it's a deep water port, the fact that it's a greenfield development as opposed to Brownsville, I think, is a brownfield development. Those are advantageous for us. We have a workforce. You know, the interesting thing about, yes, Solano County is losing jobs. Our unemployment rate is a little higher than the state average. In terms of attracting someone who wants to come build things, that's not the worst situation because we actually have an available workforce to train.
This also follows a group of regional stakeholders, including your organization, the Solano Economic Development Corporation, the company California Forever, to launch a proposal to have the Delta and part of the East Bay designated as a maritime prosperity zone. This would cover Solano, Contra Costa, Yolo, and San Joaquin counties. I think a lot of people are hearing maritime prosperity zone for the first time. So what does a designation like this actually do?
Yeah, I think most people have probably heard of opportunity zones. And I think this is modeled after the opportunity zones that started in 2017, right? It's creating situations favorable to attract investment. So there's tax relief, there's tariff relief, there's regulatory relief. It's just how do they attract the kind of investment that they would need? And this is, if we're going to start building ships again across this region, and I hope that we do, it's going to require tens and tens of billions of dollars of investment. We're going to need to rehabilitate Mare Island dry docks on Mare Island. There's an opportunity in Stockton. They used to build ships in Stockton too. And you know, you said, you sort of brought up the geography. It was California Forever and the Mare Island Company, private investors, who actually put forth this application for this designation. But we have recently come together with our friends in the San Joaquin Valley and Sacramento and East Bay and even the Bay Area Council. Everyone's excited to work on a mega regional project like this because people understand that, excuse the pun, that this will be the tide that rises all boats. And in a climate when thousands of jobs are being lost in Silicon Valley because of artificial intelligence, and there's, I think, a concern that tens of thousands of jobs might be lost because knowledge-based workers are going to be replaced by AI, I think the onus is on us to seize these opportunities for investments into advanced manufacturing, right? I think we need to pivot in that direction. And whereas Solano's always sort of been outside of the kind of growth and development of tech and the emergence of Silicon Valley, I think here we have the opportunity to actually be at the center. And I think that's really exciting.
What kind of jobs would these be?
Yeah, you know, I think, I don't know if anybody's landed on the term light blue collar, right? But like advanced manufacturing isn't going to be how people's grandfathers or parents maybe built ships, right? It's not going to be dirty, heavy industry the same. I think it's going to be a lot of advanced manufacturing with composites and robotics. And, you know, it's going to look different. It's going to require a more sophisticated worker, you know, and there's a lot of things happening in the region right now in support of bringing ships here, right? The governor designated shipbuilding as one of the priority industries. I can tell you that as part of the California Jobs First Implementation Fund, we, along with Cal Poly Maritime, have gone after a chunk of money to work on workforce development and building out the whole sort of social infrastructure and technology, all the things that would be necessary. Also, the first accelerated training and defense manufacturing facility was stood up in Danville, Virginia in 2025. They've already trained 1,000 people into shipbuilding jobs there. The federal government has the intention of building one or more of these. There are several applications from this geography currently for $230 million to build out a training facility that would work in concert with this maritime prosperity zone. So lots of different moving pieces, but things are moving in the right direction. It seems like there's a lot of synchronicity, so we're optimistic.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Chris Rico from the Solano Economic Development Corporation about a new proposal to bring shipbuilding back to the region. You mentioned that Solano County, it's kind of in the middle, right? Like it's outside of the Silicon Valley. It's outside of the state capital. I mean, the living and the live work play of Solano County, what does that look like? Do people commute a lot? Is it a commuter county?
Yeah, not surprisingly, right? We're a big bedroom community, commuter county. I think upwards of 100,000 people commute out of Solano County every day to go to work. And there's only 450,000 people who live here, right? And as I said previously, now we have the opportunity, instead of being on the outskirts of things, to actually be the epicenter of something. And it's been one of our goals since I've been leading this organization for 4 years, to create the kinds of jobs that would allow people to work closer to home. And let's say when a shipyard is built in Collinsville and tens of thousands of people are working on shipbuilding, people can live in Solano County, live affordably, as long as we keep up with the supply of housing. And I hope that we're really intentional and thoughtful about that, as opposed to Silicon Valley that did not keep up with the supply of housing and then things got out of control. If we keep up with the supply of housing, people could afford to live and work close to home in really good jobs. And there's so many societal benefits to people not spending 3 hours a day in their car.
Yeah, I mean, we only have about 30 seconds left, but you bring up a good point. I mean, affordability is on so many people's minds, being able to own a home and, you know, and who gets access, you know, to development and investment. You mentioned California Forever, they're big backers. They were controversial from the get-go. They anonymously purchased land or land annexations. I mean, does that give you pause on this latest proposal, given that they're such a big backer of this?
No. Honestly, listen, I mean, these folks are coming here to build houses and bring jobs. There's some bad billionaires on the planet right now. I think that's pretty publicly known. I think folks that are trying to build houses and bring jobs shouldn't be cast in the same light.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us. You have to come back as this progresses.
I'm happy to help. Take care.
Chris Rico is the president and CEO of the Solano Economic Development Corporation. We've been talking about a new proposal to have the Delta and the East Bay designated as a maritime prosperity zone to bring shipbuilding back.